Folks, welcome back. We are joined by Charlotte Voicy, the executive director of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. They are back, 24th annual Tales from July 19th to July 24th. And this year's theme is Spark. And she joins us to talk about all that they have to offer. Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You guys get all of the most meaningful individuals across the world to visit this city to talk about the spirits and the mix of the spirits and the passion for same. It's always a great success, and it always brings a lot of highlights to the city worldwide, and congratulations for that. What do we have this year coming our way?
Yeah, you're right. You know, Tales of the Cocktail every year in New Orleans is the biggest and most important, not to mention the most fun, event anywhere in the world for bartenders, for spirit professionals, for media, anyone connected to the cocktail industry. They know they're going to be in New Orleans that third week of July. Every year we gather. It's about education, it's about connecting, tasting things you've never tasted before. We have parties, we have dinners, we have seminars. It's really just such a vibrant week where the whole hospitality industry comes together, and there's simply nowhere we'd rather be than in New Orleans.
And Charlotte, is this your first year as executive director?
This is my second year as executive
director. That's right.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
That's right.
But I've been coming to Tales since 2006 myself as a bartender and as a brand representative. So I'm no stranger to the good week.
Absolutely not. And this year, the hotel where this is all going to be, you know, where it's going to be centered at or headquartered at, is the Ritz-Carlton. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the Ritz-Carlton in the French Quarter is our home base. So that's where we host a lot of the educational seminars and different events. But overall, those 5 days of Tales of the Cocktail, we have 400 events all across the city. So while we're headquartered in the Ritz-Carlton, our guests get to explore the bars and the restaurants, all the wonderful spots around town in the city of New Orleans.
So this year's theme is Spark. So tell
right.
us about what that reflects. What is that about?
Yeah, the idea behind choosing Spark as our theme this year is that sometimes it's just a small moment of inspiration that can inspire a career change for a bartender or a new business venture for two people coming together from opposite sides of the world. When Tales of the Cocktail provides that annual moment for us all to get together, many different things are quite literally sparked into fruition. So we thought we'd capture that sentiment, that opportunity, that fun moment by calling our theme Spark this year.
I recall in my younger days, I had a lot of sparks when I had that first sip of a damn good cocktail.
Well, that too. Huh? That certainly helps, indeed.
I loved every second. You know, it's amazing. It's actually kind of a piece of art. I mean, it really is an artistic experience to see the mixing of these spirits and the innovation
oh, yeah.
involved in it. It's amazing, you know, because most of, I would say, what would you say, 90%+ of the spirits have been around for years, right? There have been some new creations. The number's probably higher than that. But every year there seems to be a new mix, a new special drink or something that comes our way. And you wonder, you know, I said, after all these years, they're still able to concoct these new innovations.
Yeah, that's so true. And what I love about Tales is we're in New Orleans, which is arguably the birthplace of the American cocktail. So much history, so many wonderful classic cocktails from the Sazerac, the French 75, the Ramos Gin Fizz, the Pimm's Cup that you can still go get at Napoleon House. There's so much history to inspire us. But then when Tails hits, you've got the very best bartenders from all over the world bringing their different perspectives, their creativity, their original thought processes, and the new ideas and the new cocktail techniques and ingredients and flavors from all over the world. They bring that. You've got the history, and then you've got the modern thought and the new techniques and flavors. You put all that together, and you're quite right. Every year, I guarantee you'll taste something you've never tasted before at Tales of the Cocktail.
You know, and I'm always moved, and I was maybe a little skeptical. I'm going to be honest with you, Charlotte.
Okay.
I asked a bartender that comes down for years. I was at dining out in the French Quarter one year, and they were there, and we struck up a conversation, and he's like, I come down for Tales every year. I said, let me ask you something. I mean, I know they promote this education thing, and I said, how real is that? You know, because it just seems like cocktails and education just don't go hand in glove with one another, right? And he said, you would be surprised how much I've learned by coming to Tales each and every year about something that I thought I did really well and didn't really understand that I had actually scratched the surface. And that's basically verbatim what he said. And it was an eye-opener for me.
For sure. And you know what? I'm really glad that you heard that from someone else, not just from me. But I can tell you that for all the fun and the parties and the socializing that for sure happens at Tales, at the very heart, it is a professional conference for industry professionals in the bar and cocktail space. So bartenders absolutely save and some wait for years for the opportunity to come to Tales to meet their mentors, to learn in the educational seminars about not only the history of cocktail culture and how spirits are made, but they'll learn hands-on techniques about how to better set up their bars, how to make cocktails even better, different types of ice and glassware. We also have seminars on business, so how to run a successful business, taking the cocktails out of the frame. It's sort of business know-how that everybody needs. So we really try and educate across the spectrum for industry professionals so that it really is an enriching experience to come to Tales at the very heart. And then, of course, while people are here, we make sure they have a good time as well.
Absolutely. This year's attendance, what are you expecting?
Well, you know, we usually hit in the 25 to 30,000 people range. And the way that ticket sales and interest is bubbling up this year, we look to be pretty much on track. So we expect that same range of attendees as we got last year. And, you know, you can head over to our website, talesofthecocktail.org. You'll see just the laundry list of wonderful events and the range of experiences. So wherever you might be with your curiosity or knowledge about cocktails, there really is something for everyone, which I think is why we see such a rich attendance each year.
Yeah, it's really interesting to visit with folks from other areas, not only of this country, but from around the world that attend. You know, it's just funny to get their perspective. I was talking earlier in the show about the perspective of European travelers to the United States for the World Cup.
It's been really
fun and exciting to see folks' reaction, you know, that may not be well-traveled in life, but because they are strong supporters of a particular of their country's team and their pride in their country's team, that they've come to the United States and they're completely blown away by this place. And it's been so great to hear it.
It really has. I've been following that as well. And I think, you know, they always say that travel broadens the mind. I think just being exposed to different cultures and perspectives is great for those visiting, but it's great for us that live here in the US as well. And Tales has always been that. It's always been a global gathering. And I think that's something that you can't always plan for or even put a price on, having a conversation with someone who's passionate about the same things as you are, but has a completely different perspective and set of lived experiences to draw from. I think that's when, that's literally where the sparks happen, right? That's where the new ideas come from. When you're exposed to something you think you know, but only from one perspective, you're exposed to these international different points of view. So we've seen it in the World Cup. We'll see it at Tails. And incidentally, I think it's going to be a very big kickoff day for us because the very first day of Tails happens to coincide with the FIFA World Cup final. So we know everyone's going to be out and about and all excited for those two teams in the final match.
Absolutely. July 19th.
Yep.
So this year, tell us about any new or maybe expanded initiatives that attendees should know about.
So new this year, we have something called Tails Passport, which is a series of events dedicated and designed for the general public. So not, you don't have to be a professional bartender to come and enjoy all of the events. We now have some dedicated programming, some dedicated events for people who enjoy cocktail culture from the other side of the bar. So if you go again onto our website, Tails Passport, you'll find there's a beautiful dinner at Emeralds kicking off on Wednesday in the week. And then we have a wonderful experience called Tails House, where you can purchase a ticket and come along and go on like a sensory journey of what drinking a cocktail is. Everything from the way cocktails look, the way they feel, the way they taste, of course, the stories behind cocktails. We've got a lovely experience set up that people can come along and not just taste through, but actually learn something. There'll be tips and tricks and things that you can learn during this experience to up your game at home when you're making cocktails for friends. So we've extended some of our programming this year, brand new for 2026, Tails Passport, for our friends, our cocktail enthusiasts, as we like to call them.
That sounds like a blast. It really does.
It'll be amazing, truly.
Anything else that is new this year?
Well, the wonderful thing about Tails is while the format might look the same, the content is always brand new. So all of our seminars are new. All of our parties and brunches and tastings, they change every year because every year we're keen to show what's new and exciting in the world of spirits and cocktails. All of that new creativity that you spoke about, that's showcased. So you'll never see something repeated again and again at Tails. We refresh all of the content, all of the experiences every single year. So there's always a reason to come back.
Yeah. And this year's top 15 U.S. finalists will be welcomed as Tails Scholars, bringing the top talent into the conference.
That's right.
It'd be fun to be known as a Tails Scholar.
Yeah. So this is an incredible experience that we've extended. So we partnered with Diageo and their world class. It's the biggest cocktail competition probably in the world. And the top 15 bartenders of the U.S. version of World Class won, in addition to that honor, they won a scholarship to Tails. So they get to come on down to New Orleans. These are bartenders from all over the country. They'll come to New Orleans. We'll take care of their travel, their hotel, of course. And then they get an education pass for the full week. So they'll be notepads out. They'll be back in school. They'll continue their learning, developing their careers. But yeah, that's a wonderful extension to our program that we're proud of for this year.
You know, and one of the things that's really interesting about Tails, and you've said it a couple of times thus far this afternoon, Tails doesn't just happen in New Orleans. You guys say a lot, this all very often, that it couldn't happen without it.
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm from the UK. I moved over to the US 20 years ago or so when I started coming to Tales of the Cocktail as a bartender and a brand representative. And some of my international friends, when we first discovered New Orleans, we fell in love with the city. So the fact that we get to come to New Orleans for work, it felt like a dream come true. We're like, what's the catch? There are other great cities, but New Orleans is so unique from the culture and the people and the food and the drink and the music. it's no coincidence, I think, why Tails has been so successful with our audience, because bartenders, people in general, are just so attracted to the city. It's so unique, and it really is a massive part of what makes Tails feel like Tails, even with the crazy weather that you give us every year in July.
It's always a challenge, for sure. And I really love the fact that you have really opened up this experience to those that may not be in the industry, but have this innate curiosity about it. And it sounds like Tails Passport is an incredible opportunity to participate and see it. And if and folks out there, when Tails is in town, just go down to the quarter, you know. Yeah. And the one thing I love about this industry, with the hospitality industry, I don't know that there's any other industry that has as much fun as you guys. That, truly.
Oh, without a doubt. That's no question. We know we do. That's easy. For yeah. Sure.
So y'all get the award in that category for sure, right?
Wonderful. Agreed.
So Charlotte Voisey, also known, I understand, as Noisy Voisey in grammar school, which was interesting.
Yeah, it was a while ago now, but yeah, every so often people ask me how to pronounce my last name, and it's Voisey like Noisy. Takes me right back to school.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with Tales of the Cocktail this year, July 19th through the 24th. The website again, Charlotte?
TalesOfTheCocktail.org. Thank you so much for having me on.
Check it out, folks, and you can see all of the activities and the festivities that are going on with Tales of the Cocktail. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Folks, we got a busy month of July. We just talked about Tales of the Cocktail from July 19th through the 24th. And then on July 24th through July 26th, the X Games comes to New Orleans. It will be the first championship event of the new MoonPay X Games League 2026 summer season. And joining us to talk about it is Kevin O'Connor, the Chief Marketing Officer for X Games. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Kevin, I've watched these events, and I just want for the listening audience to understand, if you want to have these moments where you just hold your breath, because what you're seeing, you cannot believe, as people are flying through the air, doing all kinds of tricks, this, that, and everything else, this is the event for you. And if you think you got a heart problem, this, you may be clutching your chest in the middle of this event, because it is absolutely crazy, the stunts that are pulled off. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. It happens to me about, I would say, three or four times at each of our events, where there are just those moments where you watch these incredible athletes and you just stop and you think to yourself, how did they come up with thinking about doing that? You know, it's just amazing. So I know exactly what you do across, you know, whether it's BMX or moto or skate or what our athletes do in that invert. It's just it's truly incredible, and you know, we couldn't be happier to bring in that excitement for the first ever MoonPay X Games League Championship to New Orleans and the Superdome.
So tell us about it. This is 3 days chock full of not only this event, but you have a music lineup as well. I mean, this is the full plethora of events during the MoonPay X Games League.
Yeah, first thing that might sort of help people understand is you know, what is the league portion of this? And so when you think about MoonPay X Games League, we're now adding a team competition to the traditional sort of X Games format that we've all grown up and know and love. So athletes still have the ability to compete as individuals in events, but now they also have the ability to earn points for their team across the season. And for us, the season started two weeks ago, to be exact, in Sacramento. And then we headed over to Chiba, Japan, just outside of Tokyo. And then we'll now have the championship on, like I said, on the 26th in Superdome. So that's what's, you know, a new and updated version of X Games. Having that league component is really cool. Really excited about that.
100 elite competitors come to the city, and describe the events real quick for the listening audience.
Yeah, you know, so we'll have 18 medaled competitions across skateboarding, BMX, and Moto X disciplines. So it's a great day. There's no day is exactly the same. So, you know, really what we have is a good mix on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You know, so Friday we'll kick things off at 4 p.m. We'll run, you know, some of those competitions. And then Saturday we open doors at 1 o'clock, and then Sunday we kick off at noon. So, you know, the similarities for us are we'll have those competitions, and we love competition by day, but we also love our music at night. So we'll have nightly live musical performances from headliners on Friday night. So Metro Boomin with JID on Friday, and then EDM Powerhouse, Subtronics, Bunt will kick us off on Saturday. So it's a real easy day. You've got our competitions are in the Superdome, and then we've got music just a short little walk across, you know, one of those little bridges there over into the Smoothie King. So it's a nice contained great day for everyone to come out and enjoy.
And then there's going to be a lot of activities out in Champion Square as well, right?
That's correct. Yeah, no, we love making sure that we've got a really cool, what we call our X Fest. So it's, you know, awesome area right in Champion Square, music, food, fun. And we've got this new concept. We're really happy to announce this community initiative called the Battle of the Boot, where we're going to be bringing in 50 local skateboarders from around the state. We've kind of, you know, divided them up by area code. So they previously qualified through their appropriate region to compete at this X Fest course, which will be out in Champion Square. And then we'll take a select group of those numbers from that course outside, and we'll give them an opportunity to skate on the X Games street course inside the stadium for bragging rights. So I think it's a really cool way for us to get the community out there and bring them into not just the cool course we have in Champion Square, but have an opportunity to come in to check out the real course inside the Superdome.
How long has this league been around, Kevin?
Yeah, no, this is exciting for us because this is new, right? So this is our inaugural league, right? The X Games has been around for 31 years, but this is the inaugural league event again with, you know, the kickoff sort of, we're using some different terms like, you know, a regular season event that we had in Sacramento over in Chiba, but to now have the championship in such an iconic location like the Superdome that has, you know, hosted some of just the you know, the most amazing, you know, championships, you know, 8 Super Bowls, 6 Final Fours, countless college football, you know, bowl championship. It's the home of champions, and we're I'm super excited to see which team is going to hoist up that first ever MoonPay X Games League trophy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, as I was reading an article not too long ago about amateur participation across the country and around the world has been on the uptick almost every year over this 30 years that X Games been in existence.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I think what's different now is that team concept. So we have 4 clubs across 4 iconic cities. So we've got clubs now in New York, LA, Sao Paulo, and Tokyo. So back in March, we had the first ever MoonPay action sports draft. So those 4 clubs, there's a general manager for each club. And, you know, we had a really cool draft out here in Los Angeles, you know, which was, I think, awesome for those athletes. You know, some of them had been on a red carpet before, but maybe they hadn't been on a red carpet, you know, for for something like, their own draft. So the way that works is you've got five male athletes and five female athletes. So 10 athletes total. But as you referenced earlier, there'll be about 100 total athletes competing. So 60 of those athletes are free agents. So it really opens things up for these athletes competing both as an individual, but competing to win that first ever championship for their club. But there also is that individual aspect of this where, you can have a free agent win a competition. So it's just, it's really fun way for us to add a little bit more of a competitive level. The athletes love it. It's been really exciting so far.
And I don't mean to overstate this, but when you see some of the moves and the stunts, and I don't know what y'all call it, and you think for a moment, they actually practice this daily, and they're still walking, they're still alive. I mean, it's like crazy.
Yeah. So just to be able to go out, I just even watching the practice, right? The practice runs that these athletes do is truly staggering. And just to watch what they do, just warming up, it's really awesome to see and kind of talk with some of the athletes and hey, what are they kind of holding back? Something we love and we and the athletes take really a lot of pride on is NBDs or never been dones. And each competition, each event, you just see more and more of that, that like something that hasn't been done before. So these athletes continue to just to push the envelope, and it's really exciting for us to see and watch.
And folks, it is a great indoor event. You're going to be inside the Superdome where there's air condition, so you'll be able to watch this in the comfort of the Superdome. Final thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Absolutely. We're excited for the community to come out. Tickets are still available, so head over to xgames.com for tickets, athlete information, schedules, et cetera. So, I'd love to have you come out, and I'd love to have you be my guest across the weekend, come out for an afternoon and come experience it. So thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate the time.
Kevin, I would love that. I intend to take you up on that offer because I think it's a lot of fun watching these events. I watch it on TV all the time. Because I as a young kid, when skateboards first came out, nothing like they have now, I was always on my skateboard. I'm just amazed at what those guys on skateboards can do. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, fantastic. Reach out. We'll get you out there. You pick your day, and you'll love to see this live and in person.
Absolutely. xgames.com, folks. Check it out. They will be in town July the 24th through the 26th, right there at the Superdome, and they will have stuff in Champion Square as well and concerts at the arena. So check it out. Kevin O'Connor, thank you so much. Much success to you guys as y'all come to the city of New Orleans. This is the inaugural championship event for this new endeavor that is called MoonPay X Games League 2026 summer season. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. So, folks, it looks like relative to the motions as a result of the Louisiana Supreme Court ruling in the case, the indictment of the Attorney General Liz Murrell that's been stayed, that almost every judge, I think every judge, with maybe the exception of one on the criminal district court, has recused themselves. As I look at the minute entry on the clerk system here, if I recall, it looks like Judge Leon Roche was the only one that didn't recuse himself, which makes this even more interesting. I guess he wants to stay in control of this situation to be able to manage this brouhaha that's been concocted through this process. It'll be interesting to see where this ultimately all ends up. And I've only had a chance to kind of a cursory review of this, but that's what it looks like and appears to me by this minute entry. Also, folks, don't you have the confidence that your home and family will be okay? Because when the storm hits and the power goes out, don't get caught in the heat and the dark this summer. When backup power from WWL and Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, actually, we're giving away a Generac GP6500 portable generator, nearly $1,000 value right now. Enter at WWL.com/contest. Win peace of mind from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Just like last month's winner, Francis Honey Pearson of Madisonville, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on with WWL. And I also want to remind folks that Mike Dettillier and Jeff Nowak today at 4, what should we know about the new Pelicans guard, Jerome Pierre Jr., as he takes the stage at the Las Vegas Summer League. They'll chat with SMU basketball color analyst Scott Garner at 6:25, and they'll huddle up with Mike D and Jeff Nowak on Sports Talk today from 4 to 8 on WWL and the Odyssey app. It's incredible that we're already getting really close to Saints football season starting again. Actually, I was wrong here. I'm looking again. It looks like all of them recused themselves. So that's interesting. So we'll see exactly where that goes from here. And we'll continue to report out as we know more information about what's happening. I got to tell you, the month of July is really stacking up to be an incredible month. You know, we spent time with Charlotte Voisey with Tales of the Cocktail, their 24th annual year here in this city. We talked about Essence Fest with Matt Wolf from G&O Inc. and the success that they had this year as well. They've been here, I think, over 30 years. And now we have the X Games, the X Games competition, which is the inaugural competition of the special teams championship as well as individual championship that's going on. And that's going to be from July the 24th through the 26th. So that month, that week, 2 weeks from 19th through the 26th is absolutely stacking up to be absolutely incredible. And then at the end of the month, we have the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo that's going on in Grand Isle, you know, and looking forward to that. This weekend, the Blue Boot Rodeo down in Grand Isle. We will be down there as well. Look forward to that as well. That's a special event that provides swimming lessons and life preservers for young kids in memory of the organizers in memory of their son that drowned in a neighbor's pool. And it's turned out to be one of the biggest fishing rodeos in the state of Louisiana, and it's really a good time with the Blue Boot Rodeo down in Grand Isle. We'll be right back, folks. Check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, did anybody think to translate the word ceasefire in Iranian? Because obviously they don't know what that means. So it's kind of like the war that would never end. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, did you hear the one about the president that wants to take control of Greenland? Yeah, we'll talk about that that too. Also, this is the day in 1947 that an alleged UFO crashed with people on board in Roswell, New Mexico. We'll talk about that memory.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Wednesday evening. We'll see you in the morning.